We've been telling you about this year's recipients for AFSC's Women in Ag Awards, as there are several categories and many deserving winners. Today, we're focusing on the AFSC employee category, and this year's recipient is Emily Oro, who hails from Clive, Alberta. This award is for AFSC employees who've made exceptional contributions to the advancement of women in agriculture and agri-food through their outstanding commitment, leadership, and impact on the industry and community, and who go beyond their roles as they enrich agriculture and its communities, serving as role models for positive change, which leads to a more vibrant ag sector in the province. We had a chance to catch up with Emily to find out more about her role with AFSC and what the award means to her.
With AFSC, I'm a crop adjuster, and I just started in the last year. So I work directly with farmers and our clients when they have claims. And like in the last year, they've had issues with drought. We go out there and we do different post-harvest and pre-harvest inspections. Or if they do have storms that come through, we do go out there and assess for hail damage and provide money and compensation that way.
With the short amount of time that you've been there, I mean, you've obviously had a big impact on people that you interact with and the people that you work with then.
Yeah, like I've had, I think, a unique position of coming in as a producer too. I'm able to kind of relate to what they're dealing with, because it is quite stressful when they do have a hailstorm, because that is their livelihood. And I'm able to kind of connect with that because I do understand that it is difficult, and been able to kind of build relationships that way with them.
Let's just kind of go into your background then in agriculture. I was reading that you were really heavily involved in 4-H at one point.
Yes, I was involved with 4-H for about 10 years, and I still go and I mark record books or kind of help out with different clinics when they need to. And through 4-H, that's kind of how I've been able to build up my cattle herd and kind of go on and be successful within the industry.
Obviously, you're involved in livestock, but is there a particular aspect of agriculture that you're really heavily vested in yourself?
I spent quite a bit of time with the Canadian, the Young Simmental Association within Alberta, and developing like the young mentors through that program, because I did have mentors myself that kind of got me to where I am today. And I think it's important to be involved and help build up those people, because those are the future within our industry.
When you were being mentored, what did you have to say to the person who was helping you out? How much of a difference did they make in your life, and what direction you decided to go?
They made a huge difference. I don't think I'd be, especially within the purebred cattle industry, I wouldn't be involved within that. I was very fortunate to have a family that took me under their wing, and they kind of pulled me around to different cattle shows with them and bringing my cattle with them, and kind of through them being starting to get involved within the purebred industry, I just kind of got pulled along with it and kind of learned the ins and outs. And through that, I was able to become involved and get to where I am today.
Could you ever imagine yourself doing anything else outside of ranching and farming?
No, I don't think I could have. I know back when I was finishing high school, I kind of had a moment where it felt like I had to pick a profession and that the farm would be kind of on the side. And that was always kind of a difficult thing for me to deal with, because I knew I was always wanting to be on the farm. And back then, women weren't taking over the farm as much at that time. So I kind of just through going to school and kind of working within the ag industry, I started to learn that, no, that's not the case, that we can still be present and pick a profession, that we can still be present on the farm and maybe work off the farm too within ag jobs that are going to help us support the farm.
And is that the eventual plan, to take over the family farm? Like, does your family still run a farm?
We're in the process of me taking over the farm at the moment, and I'm very lucky right now. I would like to eventually, somewhere down the road, take over the farm, but the job I have is incredibly supportive of me farming and taking time off for doing what I need to do on the farm. So I quite enjoy the balance that I've had working with AFSC, who I don't think my farm would be where it's at right now if I wasn't working for AFSC and they weren't supporting me in the ways they are.
What does that award mean to you then, the fact that you have been chosen as the recipient, as the employee recipient?
It means the world to me, because I know I just started kind of as a crop adjuster, but I've been with AFSC for quite a while in kind of a forage research assistant position, and just kind of always working in the background, and even in the stuff I do for running our bull sales, I'm not the one who jumps into the spotlight. I'm kind of just quietly behind the scenes, pulling the strings and doing what needs to be done to make everything successful. So it's incredibly humbling that someone recognized that I am doing kind of the work that I'm doing, because sometimes you don't realize that people are noticing what you're doing.
I think it was a family member that nominated you. Were they pretty proud when they heard that you won?
Yes, they were. Yes, I was. And I was quite surprised that they went ahead and nominated me. They were very good at keeping the secret. So that was quite the surprise.
Anything that you'd like to add then, Emily? Anything that you'd like to mention?
It's just important that young girls see women such as myself being honored, because it's able to build up confidence within them. And that's how we're going to build the leaders of tomorrow and provide them with the tools that they need to be successful, because they are the backbone of this industry. And the women before me were able to pave that path to get me to a point where we are today, where women are moving more into more leadership roles. And I think it's very important that we recognize the work that we're doing, where we came from, and where we're going.
That's Emily Oro of Clive, one of the recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards this year, as she won in the AFSC Employee category. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is The Rural Connection.